Some folk remedies can be worthwhile, while others are of the don't try this at home variety. We will talk about one of the latter today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
We all would like to make a little extra money. There are bills to catch up on and a vacation we'd like to take this summer. Starting today, you can work part-time or full-time from any location. No one dictates your schedule. You start and stop when it works best for you. Work as much or as little as you like. How's that for a perfect opportunity? If you visit earnmorethanbefore.com, you'll find free information on how to start as soon as today. Companies online are hiring to post ads on the internet. They need someone like you to help. You will be provided with everything you need to get started, including some sample information you can copy and paste into forms. It's a complete step-by-step program. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com and get signed up. It only takes a few minutes. Go shopping, run errands with your kids. You make your own schedule. Part-time or full-time, it's totally up to you. That's the beauty of this system. The only way is to get started today. Log on to earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. Now you can be your own boss at earnmorethanbefore.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 27th, the 208th day of the year. Comedian Bill Engvall has a birthday, and Bugs Bunny made his cartoon debut on this day in 1940. Here's one of the strangest folk remedies we've heard of in a while. It comes from Indonesia, where people have taken to lying on train tracks to cure their ailments. The electrical surge from the rails is said to cure everything from rheumatism to upset stomachs. The myth originates with a partially paralyzed man who, despondent over his condition, decided to end his life by lying on the tracks. He was miraculously cured, got up, and walked home. It doesn't seem to matter to cure seekers that tracks in Indonesia are not electrified. Trains are powered by overhead wires. Fortunately, no injuries have yet been reported from the dangerous activity. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.